Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 1025, 1063, the game in the Game Nashville app. You can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook, and we are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios, live out at Pete and Terry's today. Preds get the win, a much, much needed win over the Calgary Flames last night, 2-1. Predators back in action, a little makeup game tonight against the Blue Jackets. Must-win game against a not-very-good team tonight. But we had some Monday Night Football action last night. Pretty gross game, D-Maze. Mm-hmm. And before Wild Card Weekend, on Friday, looking into the weekend, I was thinking, gosh, we are prepared for a whole bunch of just gross games. Like, I was totally prepared for the Jags to get blown out by the Chargers and for the Dolphins to get obliterated by the Bills. The Dolphins with their third-string quarterback going up against the Super Bowl favorites in the Buffalo Bills. And I expected this. Brady, Cowboys, Monday Night Football. I expected that game to be the game, and it was completely not the case.
It was a snooze fest. It was a pretty snooze. Much so.
What, four missed extra points?
Oh, my goodness.
Brady's did you first see the, red no, no, zone interception as a Buccaneer?
Have you ever seen, and I had to double check it to make sure it was real before I sent it to you guys. Have you ever seen an owner tweet out what they tweeted?
Did he actually tweet that?
I think it was I believe that's what he tweeted.
D-Maze, I think you got bamboozled.
I don't think I got bamboozled.
Maybe not.
Did I get bamboozled?
Let me check.
I think I got bamboozled.
So
I may have. I sent y'all something, and I'm like, is this?
I don't think Jerry Jones has a Twitter account.
He doesn't?
I don't think so.
We need to check and see if he really does have a Twitter account.
What D-Maze is referencing is he sent us a tweet last night, a screenshot from a Jerry Jones, quote-unquote Jerry Jones account that says if you can
get. He had a blue check, too.
But I think that was Photoshopped.
Oh, it was.
I think so.
They got me. See, I'm not with these new kids. I don't go, you know, checking like if it has a blue check, I'm like, cool. It has a blue check.
It says if you can kick and are currently in the stadium right now, come on down to the field. We got to.
Well, he should have said that
from a fake Jerry Jones account.
He should have said
but
that.
We were all feeling the same thing. I was even thinking like, hey, I mean, I played soccer when I was 5 years old. I guess I could go out there and maybe hopefully make an extra point. But I want to start here because Brady and the Bucs fall to the Cowboys last night. A pretty gross game from Brady and the Buccaneers. But the most important part of that is it is now Tom Brady free agency.
Oh, my Palooza. Goodness.
Tom Brady's a free agent. And the crowd goes wild.
I thought I saw – when I ride in here, I thought I saw Jared in front of Nissan Stadium, signed Tom Brady. Uh-huh. I think I saw him.
I think you did.
Yeah, I think that was him.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw him too. Jared, I hope you enjoyed your time out there at Nissan Stadium this morning. But now the question remains. Now that Tom Brady is officially a free agent, what does Tom Brady's future hold? Tom Brady was asked about what comes next in his career, what comes next for him. This was Tom Brady post-game last night.
What is your process from here when you start to think about what you want to do next? Because obviously it's going to be huge speculation.
I'm going to go home and get a good night's sleep as good as I can tonight. And
or when you want to figure stuff out? I mean, I would start.
No, I'm not. You know, this has been a lot of focus on, you know, this game. So, yeah, it's just be one day at a time. Truly.
Okay, so one day at a time, says Tom Brady. Not really getting much from that, but I look at the game last night. Mm-hmm. I look at the season that the Buccaneers had as a whole. And I cannot think that Tom Brady is going to step away from football and say goodbye after that. I cannot imagine the most decorated player in the history of the National Football League. Mm-hmm. He has 7 Super Bowls. He's not going to just step away after a year of going 8-9 and getting embarrassed in the wild card round of the playoffs. I cannot imagine that this is it for Tom Brady.
Me either. Odds would, you know, tell me that there, you know, there's a higher possibility that he comes back than not. And we talked about this yesterday. After all that has gone on with him this, you know, last year and now entering this year and you get beat in this fashion, I can't see him, you know, walking away from the game like that. But, you know, he looked all of mortal yesterday, below mortal yesterday.
He looked 45 years old
He
yesterday.
Looked all of, you know, his arm was, clearly his arm was tired. Clearly he didn't have that it that usually wins games for him at the end. he didn't have it.
And it's not that he hasn't had it at all this season.
He's been
him make some late game comebacks big time.
But he's been this thing. Yeah, he's been this. If you've watched Tampa throughout the whole season, I think the numbers are skewed a little bit because of the system they run and whatnot. They can't run the football, so they are forced to pass the ball just about every down. So his numbers are going to be inflated more than what they should. But there's no way in hell he should have been throwing the ball 60 times last night.
No.
He shouldn't be throwing the ball no more than 30 times. 25, really, at this point of his career. And, you know, right now, I'm not going to say he's retiring, because I think every player has that sort of look on their face or that demeanor in their body after a game when they played 12, 13, 14, 15 years and you've lost a hard-fought playoff game. You walk away, and in your mind you're thinking like, man, you know, can I do this again? Mm-hmm. And it's like written all over you. And then once you're able to go back in the locker room, go home, sleep it off, then you come back and then you start to assess things. And a lot of times after that, guys typically come back and they get rejuvenated, mm-hmm. and they come back. They just need a little time away from the building. But I'm not sure, you know, part of me is saying it's more than just that with Tom Brady. Do I want him to come back? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think he's good for the game. Somebody that defies the age barrier, so to speak, in the world of sports, especially football being such a brutal sport.
And a guy who is appointment watching every single week. When Tom Brady's playing, you watch.
Absolutely. So there has to be, even at this stage of his career, there's still a lot of stress, mm-hmm. and a lot of responsibility on his shoulders, because whichever team he goes to, they're expecting Tom Brady to be Tom Brady. And honestly, he's not Tom Brady anymore. He's
a little bit less. Tom Brady last night?
No, he hadn't been Tom Brady the whole season. If you've watched him the whole season, this team has not. He has not been the quarterback. The numbers are skewed. Believe me, the numbers are skewed. He will continue to throw. He will throw for a lot of yards if he comes back next year. Mm-hmm. He will still throw for a lot of yards because he will go to a team that has weapons. And if you don't have a running game, then he's going to be forced to throw the ball 35, 40 times a game. So to me, a quarterback of his caliber, if you're throwing the ball 40 times a game, you're going to get at least 200 to 250 to 300 yards per game, mm-hmm. if you're throwing it that many times. I'm not expecting him to be the same quarterback. No one should expect that. But I don't want Tom Brady to be one of those boxers. And you mentioned something to me off air, mm-hmm. That I would like for you to, you know, the quote that I would like for you to share with our listeners. But yeah. I don't want him to be that boxer that stays too long. And you just watch him and you just look. And then the coaches are afraid to bench him because he's the GOAT. But he's not helping your team either. Mm-hmm. I don't want Tom Brady to get to that point.
Yeah, and the quote that you were talking about, I always think about it. It's a quote from Batman.
Yes.
I think it's from Dark Knight. And it's, never live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Mm-hmm. Meaning, don't outstay your welcome. Don't stick with something to the point where you make yourself or everyone around you, mm-hmm. worse,
exactly.
because of it. But I don't think that was the case. I don't think the problem last night was Tom Brady. Did he look every bit of 45 years old? Yes, he did. Did he look like the absolutely incredible late-game comeback Tom Brady who makes these throws and makes these plays and orchestrates these drives that you're like, what in the world? How did that even happen? No, he didn't even look close to that. But I do still think he has that in him. Mm-hmm. I watched the Saints-Bucks game late in the year. And the Saints were up, and I need to look this up. I don't know the mm-hmm. exact score. I don't know exactly how much they were up. But Tom Brady orchestrated a late-game comeback to come back and beat the Saints to the point where I didn't think it was even possible to mm-hmm. come back. And this was just a month or so ago. I know that Tom Brady still has that dog in him. Mm-hmm. Does his arm look the same as he did when he was 25 years old? No. Mm-hmm. But the mentality and the fight that Tom Brady, I know that he still has, I think that's still there. We just didn't see it last night. And I also have to think about, too, how much of it is the team around him. Mm-hmm. Because we were all having these same conversations in 2019, in his final year with the Patriots. We were all saying, Tom's 42 years old. Mm-hmm. Tom has outstayed his welcome in football. Tom's washed. Tom's not good anymore. Because the team with the Patriots just wasn't good around him anymore. And there was only so much that Tom Brady could do mm-hmm. to overcome a team that just really wasn't that good around him. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, a year removed from all the conversation of Tom's washed, Tom's 42, Tom's not good anymore. You know, it's time for Tom to take a step away from football. Well, Tom went to the Bucs and won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So that I still think he has that in him. And I know that he's 45 now. I know he's only older now. I know he only has more wear on the tires now. But we've seen him do it this season. Just because we didn't see him do it last night, I don't think it means that he doesn't have it left in him.
Well, you're right. He still has that dog in him, but he only has two teeth. And you're not gonna bite anybody or hurt anybody with two teeth. Yes, you still want to go out there and you still want to give it your all mm-hmm. and you still going to, you know, demand that everybody else around you give it their all too. But you don't have that bite anymore. People don't fear you. I don't think people fear you that way anymore. People understand that if we, you know, do what we need to do from a defensive standpoint, then, you know, he's going to have to methodically move the ball down the field. No longer can he continue to take these deep shots and hit guys down the field, even though he had a few yesterday, and they were sporadic that he hit Julio Jones. He missed, I think, two to Evans. Mm-hmm. But he's just not that. And everybody's scared to say – he's at the end because they don't want to be made a fool. Like, I don't want to say Tom's done and then he comes back and have this miraculous season and everybody got eggs on the face. Yeah. But we learned our lesson. That was 3 years ago. Tom was much younger. Mm-hmm. He was rejuvenated. He has something to prove leaving New England. I'm going to tell you what was more than likely in his mind, because to me, it was always this debate. Who's the best? Manning or Brady? That was always the debate. And a lot of people were like, well, Brady was Manning, because Manning won one in Indianapolis. Then he went to another team and took him to the Super Bowl twice, mm-hmm. ended up winning one. That was Tom Brady's motivation, I believe. His and motivation also, was like, listen, I can do that too. You know, it's not I and Bill tied to the hip, you know. I can do this alone.
I think that was the thing, yeah. too. He wanted to prove that it was me, not Bill.
Absolutely. So he goes to Tampa, rejuvenated, ready to go. And they end up winning a championship. I don't think he has that in him to do it again alone. When he went to Tampa, I would say 90% of him, 90% of that championship or that season was Tom Brady. What he was able to do.
And also all the pieces around them.
Yeah, but now it's like it was a good team. But now you're only getting half of what the Tom Brady was when he got there. And moving forward, that's what you're going to get. So you're going to have to surround him with even more to even have an opportunity to win another Super Bowl. Not to say that he can't. I'm not going to say he can't, because, hell, Manny won one and could barely throw the ball 10 yards.
He was a statue.
It was that
defense. Tom Brady's going to be the same way.
Yeah. And this is a fast man's game. And that team is slow like molasses. And they're not going to be anybody unless they get faster or unless he goes to a team that has speed around them. I'm talking about the offensive line, the running backs, the receivers, as well as the defense. If he goes to another team that's slow, he will not win a championship.
But I will ask you this question. Looking at the season as a whole, what was more uncharacteristic? The games where Brady was able to lead the team, whether it's a late game comeback or lead them to win, or last night, first red zone interception as a Buccaneer, mm-hmm. you know, looked pretty lethargic last night. Which was more uncharacteristic?
The latter was more uncharacteristic because of who Tom is.
There's more in him.
But I think
if last night was uncharacteristic,
it's starting to go downhill now, I think.
But I do think he's coming back. Yeah. And that's just based off of the feel and what I think I know about Tom Brady and the competitor that he is, that he's not quite done yet. So if he's not quite done yet, where is he playing next year? And did he give us a little bit of a hint of that last night? We'll get into all of that coming up next. And, of course, your phone, 615-737-1025. We'll talk to Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, in 45 minutes. It's Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063 The Game.
Yeah. One. Did that sound like Brady saying goodbye to the Bucks or goodbye to pro football? And if he wants to keep playing, is RC right?
I think he's saying goodbye to football. And listen, here's the thing. Y'all be posting stuff, too, when I say it on this show. Mm-hmm. And then people be in my comments, and they be mad.
Yeah.
But you remember when I said it was time for Brady to go home?
Yes.
Like, that was what I was seeing, right? Tom Brady, listen, we could talk about the perfect situation and the offensive line and the run game. First of all, I don't want to see you go. This ain't basketball. All right? Everybody keeps talking about Jordan and the Wizards. This ain't. Bro, you can get – people get knocked out there. Yeah. That's number one. The other thing is – you don't want people to remember this about your career. And literally, I was not saying, Tom, go home because you can't throw for 5,000 yards or whatever. Like, this NFL now, it's much easier to have a lot of passing yards in this league. The other thing is this, man. Like, when I watched Tom Brady last night, this is football. Tom does not want to get touched in a football game. It's not possible for you not to get touched. Mm-hmm. We saw him ducking and throwing balls into the ground. Obviously, we saw the interception in the red zone. And guys, this has been all year long. Yeah. Everybody gonna act like last night was the first. This has been all year. If you watch football, I had a dude DM me and was like, don't get put in your grave talking about Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. That, because people care about it that much,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
I didn't turn it into security. I'm good. But on a serious note, last night watching Tom Brady play, my mind went to, dude, you can't play in this league like that. You know, like, you just can't.
There you go. That was Marcus Spears on Get Up this morning. He says Tom Brady is done. Tom Brady's going to walk
away. That's why I like Swagoo, man.
I love Swagoo.
He just tell it how it is, man. It's like, you know, listen, Tom is the GOAT. We understand that. Yeah. You know, you said he's the most decorated player in NFL history, and he is. But damn it, this is a fast man's game now. It's a young man's game. And Tom, you have overstayed your welcome. It's time for you to go, man. Don't nobody want to see – and he's right. Tom doesn't want to get touched. Even when he gets set,
it's a whole lot of check downs.
Yeah,
it's a whole lot of throwing the ball
away. Even when he gets set, he gets irritated. You can't play the game of football like that. Everybody wants to, like, sort of hold, you know, clutch their, you know, their pearls and, like, oh, damn it. Listen, we can honor Tom Brady and say he's the GOAT. He's probably the greatest player to ever play the game of football.
Yeah.
I would say Jerry Rice, but that's a different story. We can argue that. But we can also say, Tom, it's time. Just like Jerry Rice, he played until he was, I think, 39 or 40 when he got to Seattle. Seattle recognized, like, dude, it's time to go, man. Mm-hmm. We gotta cut you. As great as you are, or as great as you were, and you are the GOAT at your position. You are probably one of the great, like, top five greatest players ever. But it's time for you to go. Here's your luggage. Here's a going away party. Here's a parting gift. We love you. You did a lot for the game, but it's time to go, Jerry. It's the same with Tom. Tom, you've done so much for this game in the 20-plus years that you've played. You are the most decorated player ever. You've done things or divide time, but now it's time to go. Don't nobody want to see you get hurt and have to be carted off. All these people praising him right now, come back. If he gets carted off, the same people that praise him, talking about come back, they're going to say, well, he should have retired.
But we were having the same conversation in 2019.
But that was 3 years ago.
I know. That was 3 years ago.
This game is much different now.
I know.
It changes every year.
But we were saying the same things. Tom, it's time to hang it up. Tom, you're too old. Tom, it's time to retire.
And Tom wasn't going through all the mess that he went through.
That's true. He does have a lot going on in his personal life.
And I guarantee, mentally, he probably, as much as he want to be there, I'm telling you, and I said this before, when training camp, when he was taking time off and didn't nobody really want to say it, and I came on these airways like, dude, he's going through something with his marriage. Mm-hmm. That's why he's taking time off. That's why you see him the way he is. That's why he looks sick, because he's stressed out. That takes a lot out of you during the season. It's time for him to just regroup, get himself back together, and carry himself to another venture. He, There's nothing that he can't do in his world. But, being Tom Brady.
Oh, I mean, yeah, if he wants to go to TV, he can do exactly. TV. I mean, he's got his whole TB12 thing. Anything he wants to do. He's a businessman just as much as he is a football player. And I hear what you're saying, and that's totally rational thinking. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, you're right.
Because to Marcus Spears' point, he says, you don't want this to be the way that people remember your career. And I get it. So it, you would think, okay, well, then go ahead and hang it up now. But I think the way that I would view it is mm-hmm. you don't want people to remember your career like this. Mm-hmm. So keep coming back until they remember you like how you went out in your career winning a Super Bowl, how you got your team to the Super Bowl in your final year, and that's how you retired and you leave on top. And Tom Brady is the kind of guy that nothing else matters other than football. Mm-hmm. Nothing else matters other than winning. He was able to move on, or he moved on from his marriage because of that, mm-hmm. because he couldn't step away from the game of football. That's just the way that he's wired. Maybe there's a screw that's just a little bit loose that makes him a little bit crazy like that, but that's how he views this game. And he's not going to walk away from this game.
But football will tell you, football will show you, Max, anybody that played long enough, football will show you that, listen, maybe, just maybe, something is more important than this game.
And maybe
I'm going to show you that this game isn't as important as the things outside of this building or this stadium. Mm-hmm. We're going to show you. You know how we show you? We make you look like this. And don't you think that defensive coordinators are just like salivating right now? Like, we get Tom Brady. Like, if we play him, we're going all out. Like, we're blitzing him and we're doing all this other stuff. Because if we hit him enough times, he's going to get frustrated. Because he's getting older. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to get touched.
Yeah, and Peyton Manning was the same
exactly.
way. You could tell
Peyton
his last few years
way.
In Denver, he did not want to get hit. And I don't blame him. You know, those are two older guys that are playing in the league. But I hear you. Mm-hmm. I totally understand that point. I just don't think that Tom Brady is wired that way.
Yeah.
And I do think he's going to come back next mm-hmm. year. I just think that's the kind of guy that Tom Brady
no,
is.
I think he's coming back next year, too. I mean, it's like, in a sense, you know, if I was in his situation – it would be hard to walk away because this is your life, mm-hmm. you know. It was like you chose this over everything, mm-hmm. everything. You chose this life over everything. So for you to just walk away, especially after that last night, it's going to be hard for him to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
So where is he going to go? I mean, he's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He can stay with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is going to do everything they can do to hold on to Tom mm-hmm. Brady. The Raiders selling out, I think, to get Tom Brady. They have the perfect setup. They can say, Tom, we've got you a tight end. We've got you a run game. We've got you a legitimate number one receiver in the league. We've got your former play caller in New England as the head coach. Come on, Tom. So where is he going to go? I don't think it's Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why. This was Tom Brady post-game last night at the end of his press conference.
I just want to say thank you guys for everything this year. I really appreciate all your effort. And I know it's hard for you guys, too. It's hard for us players to make it through. And you guys got a tough job. And I appreciate all that you guys do to cover us and everyone who watches and is a big fan of the sport. We're very grateful for everyone's support. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I love this organization. It's a great place to be. And thank you, everybody, for welcoming me. All you regulars, and just very grateful for the respect, and I hope I gave the same thing back to you guys. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Now, you could say, well, that was just a really classy move by Tom Brady. This is going to be the last time, most likely, other than locker cleanout day, that he speaks with the media. If he does speak with the media that day, then it's just a friendly farewell. To me, that sounds like goodbye. To me, that sounds like, I'm moving on. Thanks for everything that you did for me over the last three seasons. I hope that I was able to give you the same respect that you gave me. Sounds like goodbye to me. And I know that you might be hearing that and rolling your eyes saying, it's just a thank you and a wrap up by the end of the year. It means nothing. Well, let's go back to his final press conference after the Buccaneers were knocked by the Rams in the divisional round of the playoff. Whenever we knew that Tom Brady was most likely going to come back, and if he did come back, he was going to come back to Tampa Bay. This was his final, you know, word to the media at the end of last year's press conference.
We just overcame a lot of mistakes. You know, at the end of the day, there's just way too many mistakes. You know, you got to play clean games if you want to give yourself the best chance to win. If it's less than that, you know, you're not going to have a great chance to win. You may have a chance to win, but not the chance to win that we needed. And, you know, they made plenty of mistakes too. I mean, it wasn't a perfect game by them either. But, you know, in the end, they just made one more play than us. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
So no flowery goodbye, no thank you, no salute to the media, no thank you so much for welcoming me. I hope I gave you the same respect that you gave me. It was just, this is what went wrong. This is what we did badly. This is what the other team did better. Thanks, and I'll see ya.
Yeah, I mean, as much as, you know, as being a competitor, you want to always end your career on your terms, and you know, how you you want that last game to be a Jerome Bettis type game, to go out in a fashion that Jerome did, you know, playing in his hometown, winning a Super Bowl in his hometown that last year, and then you sort of ride off into the sunset. Every player wants to be able to do that. Fortunately, you know, Peyton Manning was able to do that, you know, with Denver. He was able to win the championship and go about his way. I just think, unfortunately for Tom, time is truly not on his side at this particular time. 3 years ago, it was on his side.
But we didn't think it was on his side at that point.
I didn't think he was retiring. I didn't think he was going back to New England, but I didn't think he was retiring.
But the conversation was, he's old. He's 42. We didn't think it was on his side at that point. And I know he's only getting older. I know that we're 3 years removed from that. But we were still having those conversations at that time. And Tom Brady proved us wrong.
Yeah, there were, you know, conversations were had because of how the season ended. And, you know, can Tom play for another team? And if not, then he needs to retire. He should just be remembered as a Patriot and just ride off into the sunset. But I think Tom, you know, at the time, there was still that fire and that burn in him to not just go out and play for another team, but go out and prove that, you know, I can win a championship apart from Bill Belichick. I can lead a team and get them to the Super Bowl. I think right now, as competitive as he is, you know, I think he's thinking more now of, I don't want to be that guy that stays in the game a little too long. Because
nobody
that,
wants to be
yeah, that will tarnish his legacy more than anything. That he comes back and his team doesn't get into the playoffs. Or they barely get into the playoffs like they did this year. And then he looks like a old player because, truth be told, listen, as the season goes on, the more tired you get, you know, the more beat up you are.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was indicative of what we saw last night. And I don't know if Tom Brady wants to turn on the film again next year and see that version of him. I just don't think he does. That's why it's like 50-50 to me whether he comes back or not. Because, yes, he's a competitor. Yes, he has that fire in him. But I think he also understands that I don't want, you know, there to be this sort of 30 for 30 on my career. Then at the end they show, you know, me leaving, walking away from a game after getting beat down, you know, in 2023 because I chose to come back after – you know, getting beat down in 2022. You know, I don't think he wants to see that on film. I think right now you just wash your hands of it. You went to another organization. You won a championship. You did what you set out to do. Now you are considered the GOAT. Walk away from it. Walk away while you can. Because, again, the last thing, like Swaggoo said, the last thing you want to do, man, is be carted off or be a shell of yourself. We see it all the time in boxers, where they stay a little bit too long. I can remember watching years ago Muhammad Ali fighting Larry Holmes, like what the actual fight. It wasn't a good thing. It was not a good thing.
Don't live long enough to
exactly.
see yourself become the villain.
It wasn't a good thing.
So if Tom Brady does come back, hit that last soundbite from his press conference, thanking the reporters for everything they had done for him and for welcoming him, that to me indicates he's not coming back to Tampa Bay. So if Tom does come back, and if it's not in Tampa Bay, and the Titans are interested, should the Titans still be interested? We'll get into that coming up next. Plus, your phones. I see your phones landing up. We'll get to them next. 615-737-1025. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063. The game.
I just want to say thank you guys for everything this year. I really appreciate all your effort. And I know it's hard for you guys, too. It's hard for us players to make it through. And you guys got a tough job. And I appreciate all that you guys do to cover us and everyone who watches and is a big fan of the sport. We're very grateful for everyone's support, and you know, hopefully, you know, I love this organization. It's a great place to be, and thank you, everybody, for welcoming me, all you regulars, and just very grateful for the respect, and I hope I gave the same thing back to you guys. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
There you go. Tom Brady last night in his post-game press conference. I think that was his goodbye to the reporters. I think that was his goodbye to Tampa Bay. So now the Tom Brady-a-palooza, the free agency-a-palooza begins now. Mm-hmm. And of course, the report coming over the weekend that Ian Rappaport said the Titans, 49ers, and Raiders all have interest in Tom Brady. So if Tom Brady was saying goodbye to Tampa Bay, then those are three teams that could be in the mix for Tom Brady. So let's focus on the Titans here. Looking at Tom Brady last night, and the fact that he looked all of 45 years old, the fact that he did not look good last night, is that buyer beware to the Titans or the Raiders or the Niners or the Dolphins or any team that could be in on the Tom Brady free agency sweepstakes? Was that buyer beware? The way that I interpret it is Tom Brady's old. Okay, he's old. He's 45 years old. Let's not get that twisted. I fully understand that.
He'll be 46.
He'll be 46 next year. You're not getting any younger.
Well, this year, I think, what is it, August, October?
At the beginning of the season, he'll be 46 years old. Was last night a byproduct of Tom Brady being old and not being able to do it anymore? Or is it a byproduct of that Tampa Bay team just being not very good? I do think it's a combination of both. I do think that Tom Brady is getting older. I do still think he has it in him. We've seen it this season, even though we didn't see it last night. Even there wasn't a whole lot of bark in that bite last night. We've seen it this year that Tom Brady can still do Tom Brady things. I just think that Tampa Bay team around him is awful. They have no run game. Receivers drop passes. He doesn't have a legitimate tight end threat on that Bucs team. The defense is pretty good. But other than that, Tom Brady doesn't have any offensive weapons, and he doesn't have an offensive line in front of him to protect him. So I do think that's something to keep in mind as well. Because in 2019, when we were still having these same conversations about Tom Brady, he's bad, he's washed, he's old, that Patriots team didn't have anything around him either. They didn't have any pass-catching weapons either. And I think that affected Tom Brady in this final year with the Patriots as well. So is it truly buyer beware, or is it buyer just know that Tom Brady's needs to have some legitimate weapons around him?
Yeah, wherever he goes, he's going to have a extremely, you know, an extreme supporting cast. I go back to Peyton Manning. You look at what Peyton Manning had his last 2 years. He had a top five receiver in Demaryius Thomas. He had a running back. He had obviously he had a historic defense that he was playing with. And then he had other receivers. So that team was established before Peyton got there, and Peyton helped enhance it. His 3 years there were at least two out of 3 years, because that last year Peyton was just a shell of himself. And I think Peyton understood it. That's why he chose to retire after that. So wherever Tom chooses to go, they need to be a ready-made team. And the Titans are not a ready-made team. They're not a team that's ready. Even if they make the moves, I still believe they are maybe a year away from truly competing again, depending on what they do in the offseason. I just don't think this team is equipped, from the offensive line to the receivers, to backup running backs, to the depth.
I just don't think they're,
thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. And Amanda. But I don't think they're equipped to have a Tom Brady come in and lead them to a Super Bowl. Because, again, like I said earlier, he's coming into this situation. Guys are going to expect him to be Tom Brady. He's not that anymore. He's a good quarterback.
Is he not that anymore?
He's not. And I'm not afraid to say it. He's not that Tom Brady anymore.
What Tom Brady? Which
he's
Tom
not
Brady?
That Tom Brady that can consistently, you know, will you to win a game, consistently bring you back. You know, I go back to, you know, Swaggoo said it. Listen, yards in this game is easy to come by nowadays, throwing, because it's a throwing
it's
lead.
It's a passing lead.
It's
for
a
sure.
passing lead. So when you see these numbers, these people are like, wow, look, he's throwing the ball more than anybody in the NFL. So he's a good enough quarterback to get the numbers if he's going to throw that many times. I just don't think the Titans, if they choose to go down that direction, it's like what you said, buyers beware. You know, if you do this, you better have a lot around him. And I don't want to hear the excuse at the end of the season, oh, we got hurt, this and that and that and this. Mm-hmm. Well, that's your fault. You knew who you brought in as quarterback. You knew that he wasn't that guy he was 2 or 3 years ago. I don't think they should go that route. Why keep on – again, you're trying to pull somebody else's quarterback in to try to win you a championship.
But it's Tom Brady.
It doesn't matter if it's Tom Brady. This is not Tom Brady 40 years old. This is not Tom Brady 41. This is not Tom Brady when he left New England. Mm-hmm. Now, if he came in when he left New England, it's a bit different story. This is Tom Brady 3 years removed now, 3 years older now. He's not going to be able to do the things that you have seen him do in his career. So if you go out and get him, buyers beware. You better do what you need to do in the offseason to surround him where again, you go back to Peyton Manning, where it's not necessarily the quarterback, it's the guys around him that is winning games. He's just a byproduct of the talent we have around him at this stage of his career. But if I'm Vrabel, if I'm Amy, if I'm the GM, especially the GM, I'm like, we love Tom. He was great. But no, thank you. We need to pivot in another direction. I don't want somebody else's quarterback again. I want to go get my own. I got one. I need to go get another one, and not an older one.
And the to-do list for the Titans, if they did bring in Tom Brady, I think would be very similar to the mm-hmm. to-do list that they would have if they run it back with Ryan Tannehill. You cannot have Tom Brady out there with the offensive line that the Titans fielded this year. You're going to have to bolster up the offensive line. You'd have to do that no matter who's the quarterback. Tom Brady needs pass catchers, mm-hmm. legitimate pass catchers, and not Treylon Burks and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. You need legitimate number one speedy guys. Titans need that anyways. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go after that anyways. You're going to need a legitimate starting tight end. I love Chig. He's a good player. But you're going to need a more legitimate threat at the tight end position, no matter what. But especially if you bring in Tom Brady. We've seen a Gronkless Brady mm-hmm. this year, and it doesn't look as good as a Brady with Gronk. So you're going to need all of those things that are already on the Titans to-do list. But to that point, those things aren't in place. I look at other teams that are interested. The Raiders, mm-hmm. they have that in place. The Raiders look like a team that could be a quarterback away from being a serious threat in the AFC. And that would be a more attractive offer if I'm Tom Brady mm-hmm. for me. But whatever the Titans would have to do to bolster up this team to make it effective with a Tom Brady at quarterback and also attractive mm-hmm. for Tom Brady as a quarterback, they're going to have to do anyway.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They're going to have to get faster. And here's the difference, say, with the Tom and say, with any other quarterback or even Ryan Tannehill at this point. The difference is Tom can't move the way he used to. He can't elude those, you know, would-be tacklers anymore in the mm-hmm. pocket like he used to. When somebody grabs him, he's looking to get down. He's not looking to take that hit. Ryan is much younger.
He's a little bit more mobile.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot more mobile. And he doesn't mind trying to get out of a grasp of a 300-pounder because he's a much younger quarterback. And then, Tom is still not a spring chicken. But, two, Tom is going to demand you bring in people. He's going to demand that you spend the money. And is Amy willing to spend the money? Is the new GM, whoever that person will be, are they willing to spend the money? Or are you willing to sell the farm for a year to potentially win a Super Bowl? Because if you don't win that Super Bowl, now you tried.
You tried,
but now everybody in that stadium is going to be mad at you.
What?
All your fans are going to be mad because now you've pushed the franchise even further back because you tried to win a Super Bowl with an aging quarterback, mm-hmm. with somebody else's quarterback, and you didn't because you probably would have had to go out and get some aging players to try to win a team. And by doing that, you got to pay them or you got to give up capital to trade for them. Now Tom doesn't win it. You only have him for 1 year. He retires. Now you're in the Rams situation where you can't do anything. You're stuck.
But what do the Rams have? A Super Bowl.
They have a Super Bowl. But if you don't get that Super Bowl, now you're stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck. You're in a worse position than the Rams because at least the Rams got a Super Bowl. You don't get one, but you're stuck with all of these pieces, and you can't make any moves. Because why? Nobody want these old pieces. Nobody want the pieces that you took, and now you're trying to give away.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. I see your phones. We've been ignoring them. We are right to those next. Your thoughts on the Tom Brady free agency, a palooza. It is Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. Hey, Preds fans, hang out before the Preds games at the Superbook Lounge and Landshark Bar and Grill, Margaritaville on Broadway with 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Place your bets with Superbook and enjoy great food and drink specials, plus enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. D-Mace, unless you have a thought,
let's go
to the phones. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. One texter texts in and says, it is clear that Caroline does not know how the human body works and does not understand that every year it gets more and more dangerous for Tom to keep playing. I am fully aware of human anatomy and of what aging does to the human body.
Oh, it does.
I know. I am aware of what it does. My point being, 3 years ago, we were having the same conversation. We thought that it wouldn't be possible for Tom. We thought Tom Brady was washed. We didn't think he could come back and be the Tom Brady that he was in those Super Bowl years with the Patriots. And he proved us all wrong the next year. I know that 3 years, when you're 40 years old and playing professional football, that takes a toll on your body. And also throw in everything that's been going on with Tom Brady's personal life. That takes a toll on you mentally, emotionally, physically. I get it. But my point being, we had this conversation 3 years ago, and Tom Brady proved us wrong. Can he do it again? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. But that's my point, is I know it's 3 years later. I know it takes a toll on your body. But we talked about this 3 years ago when Tom was 42. Now he's 45. We didn't think he could do it at 42. Can he do it again at 45? I don't know. But he's proved us wrong before.
Yeah, he has, but I think this time is different. I think,
and it might be.
I think, you know, when you get away from this game this time, I think you truly have to assess, you know, what's more important. Like, the kids are getting older. You know, your marriage is you know, you hope. A part of me hope it's still salvageable. Honestly, I truly do hope it is. It doesn't seem that way, but there, you know, I'm like, I hope it is, you know, salvageable at some point. But you gotta go home and you gotta, you know, look at your boys and like, man, now they're getting older. Mm-hmm. Now they want you around more, even though they're probably hanging out with their friends and doing all this other stuff. They want to be able to come home and you're there. They don't want to have to come home and your head is in a book. You know, trying to learn the plays and this and that, you know, whatnot. They want your full attention. And by him coming back, you know, he showed them by his actions that, you know, football was more important. I think this go around, he has a second chance to prove to them that they are more important than football. And now will he decide to, you know, call it quits? I don't know. I think he should. But – you know, that's that fire in him. He might want to come back and play another year.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tony is up next. What's up, Tony?
Good afternoon, folks. And you're touching on a lot of great stuff, Caroline. I'll tell you what. Do we really here in Nashville want the 80 for Brady Bunch to show up and Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Rita Moreno? That's just number one thought. Do we really want that 80 for Brady Bunch here?
Why not?
I knew you'd like that, D-Mate.
Hey, I'm still debating on whether to see that movie or not. So.
Oh, me too. Hey, guys, what we'd be doing, we'd be putting an immobile quarterback behind a, at best, C-plus offensive line. And your weapons you have to work with is an aging Hall of Fame running back that has probably 2 years best left in him, 2 years at best. And we got wide receivers that are questionable. It's just a horrible cake mix, if you ask me. And that's just my take on it. And, you know, the last but not least is if we're going to go that route, and I think the best he could do, my personal opinion, is get us in the playoffs. I don't think it'd be a Super Bowl team. I think getting us in the play, I just seem to go draft another good quarterback coming out of this quarterback class in college and go draft another rookie, because either him or Willis, I say Willis, Ellis, would get us to that same level. That's just my take on it. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you for your call, Tony. To the point about the offensive line and the receivers, the Titans are going to address the offensive line and the receivers. I have to believe that they're going to do that in the offseason. And I think calling this offensive line a C-plus offensive line,
I think that was being generous.
Is generous. Yeah, C-plus is pushing it for me. But they're going to add pieces to the offensive line. Whether the Titans are going to make a big move in free agency, which I don't think that there's going to be legitimate starting left or right tackles, legitimate starting tackles that go to free agency. So I don't know. You know, Orlando Brown might be out there in free agency. Are they going to use, you know, draft capital on an offensive line? Whatever the Titans choose to do, they're going to have to build the offensive line. So that's one thing. So Tom Brady wouldn't be playing behind this, what I would probably call a D-minus offensive line. They are going to bolster it up somehow. Pass-catching core is the same thing. They're going to have to go out and get another legitimate wide receiver, a speedy number one guy, like what we've seen from Treylon Burks. It at least looks promising, but what he's shown us is he can't stay on the field and he drops too many balls. So you're going to need another wide receiver. Robert Woods ain't it. So the apprehensions about bringing Brady in, about the offensive line and the pass-catching core, they're going to address it. I don't know how. I don't know with who, but they're going to. They have to.
Yeah, I think, you know, with a younger quarterback or even Ryan Tannehill, but I'm more thinking of a younger quarterback, you can do it in stages. Like, you can, you know, address it a little bit this year, then address it some next year as well, the offensive line. I think if you bring Tom Brady in, you have to address it completely. Like, you have to overhaul that offensive line. And I don't know if the Titans can do that in one season. You know, to me, and I've said it time and time again, just go out and get your quarterback.
You want your quarterback so bad,
Because I've seen every team, just about every team in the last 3 or 4 years in the AFC, either they have their quarterback or they went out and got their quarterback, or they're in a position now to get their quarterback. Now, whether that quarterback turns out to be the guy or not, I don't know. But at least you went and tried to get your guy to lead your franchise for the next 10 years. The Titans haven't done that. The Titans are in the business of getting everybody else's quarterback. Stop doing that.
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, joins us coming up next. What does he think about Tom Brady free agency a-palooza and the rest of the news around the league? We'll get to Tim coming up next. It's Caroline Willie-DeMace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.